Welcome to The Christian Atheist, where faith and reason fuse in the Incarnation. Episode number 137, Malachi, My Messenger. Part 2, Question and Answer. As we observed in our last episode, the final prophetic book of the Old Testament begins with these words: The word of the Lord to Israel by my messenger. The anonymity of this final Old Testament prophet finds a resolution in the words of Jesus in Matthew 11. Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John the Baptist. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. We should note two things. The messenger of the Lord in Malachi is both the Old Testament prophet author of this book and the more than a prophet that was John the Baptist, predicted in chapter 3. Second, we should note Jesus' use of the literary form of question and answer, which mirrors the same literary technique throughout Malachi. This technique of question and answer, disputation and dialogue, is unique to the Old Testament book of Malachi, but it is echoed in the Gospels. It is fascinating to me that Jesus, the incarnate Word, not only quotes the written words of Malachi, but utilizes the style as well. Hear now the opening verses of Malachi. I have loved you, says the Lord. But you say, how have you loved us? Is not Esau Jacob's brother, declares the Lord? Yet I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated. This literary form is also echoed in Luke's account of John the Baptist's ministry, of one crying in the wilderness, as prophesied in Isaiah chapter 40. And the crowds, following John the Baptist, asked him, What then shall we do? And he answered them, Whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and whoever has food is to do likewise. Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, Teacher, what shall I do? And he said to them, Collect no more than you are authorized to do. Soldiers also asked him, And we, what shall we do? And he said to them, Do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages. These words from John the Baptist incarnate both the form and the content of Malachi chapter 2, verse 10. Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? Why then are we faithless to one another, profaning the covenant of our fathers? This is as if the question and answer form and the content of Malachi has come to life in the ministry of John. This form is used even more extensively by Jesus, but the message contained in John's use of that form, as we shall see, is that of Malachi particularly, and of the Old Testament law and the prophets more generally. Treat one another as children of God. Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly before God, and keep his covenant. Remember that according to Jesus, John the Baptist is my messenger, in Hebrew, Malachi. But Jesus too, as Messiah, is called by Malachi the messenger, Malach, of the covenant in chapter 3. We thus have predicted in Malachi both the messenger sent to prepare the way of the Lord and the messenger who is the message, the Word himself, the Lord. The distinction between the two messengers is precisely that of which we spoke in our last episode. John the Baptist is the incarnation, small I, of the Old Testament message. And Jesus is the incarnation, capital I, of the one God who gave it. This distinction is echoed in the uses of the question and answer form. It is clear when John the Baptist is answering questions that he is delivering the words of God, as does an Old Testament priest. Malachi 2:7 says this, "For the lips of a priest should guard knowledge, and people should seek instruction from his mouth, for he is the messenger, Malach, of the Lord of hosts." Both John's father, Zechariah, and his mother, Elizabeth, were descendants of Aaron. In other words, John was a full-blooded member of the Aaronic priesthood, eligible to be high priest, to enter the Holy of Holies. He was, that is, God's messenger, Malachi, to his people, on the highest order of Jewish law. Like Moses, he spoke for God, but remained God's servant, his messenger. John was a Levite, a priest. Jesus was of the house of David, the king. When Jesus uses this question and answer form, to use the gospel phrase, he speaks as one having authority, as we will see in the example below. Although the gospel record of John's ministry is meager, what we do have echoes the book of Malachi shockingly well, both in form, as we have seen, and in content, which we will continue to see over the coming weeks. Some final echoes of this form are the parable of the sheep and the goats in Matthew 25, and these words of Jesus from Matthew 7. "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness." Jesus is Malachi's messenger of the covenant, the new covenant, that is, in his blood. Malachi and John, as messengers of the Old Testament, could not envision the new, but they both prepared the way for the way, the truth, and the life, the incarnate Son of God. I am a Christian, with the searching and skeptical mind of an atheist. I don't want to believe anything that isn't true. I know both sides of the looking glass, and I know them with open eyes. I choose Christ's side. I invite you to join me from wherever you stand before the looking glass. That's this week's episode. Thanks for listening, and remember, you can have your religious cake and eat it too. You can have reason, respect for science, a 21st century worldview, and be a Christian.